understand feelings through a day in the life of Moon. Moon woke up to the bright sunshine beaming through her bedroom window on a Sunday morning. She stretched her arms and felt a rush of excitement.
Today is a holiday, yay! Thank you, God, for giving me another beautiful day, and please let it be a good one.
Then she jumped out of her bed happily. She saw her unicorn toy first. It had a sweet smile on its face.
Have you been waiting for me to wake up all this while? It feels so good to see you, Chloe.
Moon felt her heart fill with joy and looked at herself in the mirror to see her own happy face.
I look the best when I am happy. Happiness can make everyone look so beautiful. I love this feeling.
She picked up her unicorn and ran to the next room where her mom and dad were chatting over a cup of tea. She sneaked behind them slowly and jumped out shouting. They jumped in their chairs.
We did not see you coming. You actually made us jump in our chairs, you cute little monster. That was a fun surprise indeed.
Look at your face. Your mouth is wide open in surprise and eyes look scared. I really hope that I will be able to give you a happy surprise later in the day to make up for this.
Her mom and dad kept a cup of tea on the table and picked her up to cuddle and play. Later, her mom gave her breakfast. It had some nuts and Moon was in no mood to have them.
Look at your face. It is full of disgust. Nuts are good for you, dear. Please have a few so you will have enough energy to play on your holiday.
Yes, I need that extra energy today. I know that nuts are not bad. They do not taste bad either. I just wanted to finish off quickly and go outside to have fun.
Moon managed to chew them down. Her mom chuckled. After breakfast, Moon's mom told her they would go to the park to start the day.
Come on, Moon, let us go to the park now.
Moon jumped in joy. Moon and Mom reached the park. Moon ran to the swing.
Oh no! The swings are broken! I am so disappointed!
Moon looked sad.
I know how you must be feeling, dear. You had planned for this day the whole week. It is okay to feel disappointed. Let us find something else that might be just as fun.
Moon nodded, taking a deep breath.
Okay, let us play on the merry-go-round then.
She gets on reluctantly. Her mom pushed her around so fast on the merry-go-round that she starts enjoying it and cannot stop laughing and shouting.
I am so happy now! This is so exciting! My sadness is gone!
While getting off the merry-go-round, she saw a girl who was crying and walking towards them.
Are you okay?
I wanted to swing, but it is broken. I am feeling so sad. I also like the merry-go-round, but I came with my old grandma, and she cannot push me around.
Can I push you on the merry-go-round?
I look small, but I am very strong.
Moon shows her biceps and chuckles, and the girl smiles through her tears. Moon took her to the merry-go-round, helped her sit safely, and started pushing her.
Wow. I am so proud of her. That is so kind of my little munchkin. I should help them.
Mom asked Moon to join the little girl. Mom helped them push the merry-go-round, and soon both the girls were laughing in excitement. Moon and her mom had made the little girl's day, and she thanked them while leaving. Later, while playing hide-and-seek, Moon hid behind a big tree. Suddenly, a loud barking dog ran past her. Moon's heart started to race, and she felt scared. She ran to her mom and hugged her tight.
I feel so relieved now. Your hug is anytime the best hug in the world. A big dog ran past me while I was behind the tree, and I was so scared.
Oh dear. That would have been scary. Don't worry, that could have happened to anyone. When you get scared, just call for help or run to someone you trust, like you just did, okay?
Mom hugged Moon tight and comforted her. After lunch, Moon went to Anna's house for a playdate. They built a tall tower with blocks. But when Moon accidentally knocked it over, Anna felt a rush of anger. She clenched her fists and frowned at Moon. Moon was scared seeing Anna's angry face.
I'm so sorry, Anna. It was an accident. Can we please take a few deep breaths together? I don't feel good when you get angry.
This helped to calm down Anna a bit. They took deep breaths together, remembering what their teacher had taught them about handling anger. Anna's face turned calm and Moon looked at her and felt okay too.
It's okay, Moon. I know it was an accident. I am sorry I got angry at you. Thanks for helping me out of it. Let us build it together again.
At night, Mom and Dad gifted Moon a storybook.
Since you have been a good girl today, this book is for you.
Moon looked surprised and happy.
I had thought of giving you a happy surprise later, but you gave me one instead.
Mom and Dad laughed with Moon. Later at night, Moon read the book with her mom and dad. After finishing the book, they kept it aside and talked.
You should feel proud of yourself for having expressed all your emotions and handled them well today. We are so proud of our little munchkin.
Mom and Dad kissed her goodnight and left. As Moon lay in bed, she thought about all the feelings she had experienced during the day and felt good. She was all ready to call it a day now. She closed her eyes and thanked God.
Thank you, God, for another beautiful day. Today was full of feelings, but I learned that it's okay to feel different emotions and talk about them. I can feel gratitude and love fill my heart.
With a smile on her face, Moon drifted off to sleep, ready for another day of fun and new experiences. Hey there, I am Chloe and I have a few questions for you all. Can you name all the feelings that Moon experienced today? Yes, that is right, joy or happiness, sadness, disappointment, fright, disgust, anger, surprise, excited and calm. Second question, what do you do when you feel scared or angry? I have a few suggestions for you. Taking a few deep breaths is the easiest you can do. Also talk to your family about it. Now, how can you help a friend who is feeling sad or disappointed? Believe me, you are a friend for a reason. You can cheer them up in your own cute way. Help them out and make their day. If it is beyond your capacity, why not just make funny faces or crack a few jokes? Remember to run as fast as you can if that does not work right. If nothing else does, this will definitely make them feel better. Also, why is it important to talk about your feelings? It is because when you share your feelings, you tend to understand them better, when, how and why you feel different emotions. If you are talking to your family or friends who genuinely care about you, they will celebrate in your happiness and rejoice with you. On the other hand, if you are having a problem, they will help you find a solution or guide you to one. This will make you feel better. Sometimes talking about your feelings to someone can simply help you feel better. Being open about your feelings will help you voice your needs and concerns better. It will also help to form better bonds with your near and dear ones. So, aren't we ready to express all those beautiful emotions and handle them too? Remember, no emotion is bad. It is just that we need to know how to handle them.
Please like, share, and subscribe to our stories. Thank you.